A retelling of the story, We're Going on a Bear Hunt by Michael Russon. One day, a family set off on an adventure to find a bear. They want to catch a big one, and they're not scared. First, they come across some long wavy grass. They can't go over it, and they can't go under it. Oh no, they've got to go through it. Next, they come across a deep, cold river. They can't go over it, and they can't go under it. So they decide to go through it. They splish and they splash and they make their way through. Next, they come across some thick, oozy mud. They can't go over it and they can't go under it. Oh no, they've got to go through it. They squelch and they squelch and they squish and they make their way through. Then they see a forest, a deep, dark forest. They can't go over it and they can't go under it. Oh no, they've got to go through it. They stumble and they trip, but they make their way through. But then there's a snowstorm, a swirling, whirling snowstorm. They can't go over it and they can't go under it. They've got to go through it. Next, they see a wall. A tall, high wall. How are they going to get through? They can't go over and they can't go under. They see a hole. They climb through the hole and finally they come across, a cave. A narrow, gloomy cave. They can't go over and they can't go under. They've got to go through it. They tip. That they see a shiny wet nose, two big furry ears, and two big goggly eyes. It's a bear! Quick! Back through the cave. They run back through the snowstorm, back through the forest, back through the mud, squelch, squelch, squelch. Back through the river, splash, splash, splash. Back through the grass. They get to their front door. They open it. They run up the stairs. Oh no! They forgot to close the door. They run back downstairs, they close the door, back upstairs, into bed, and they put the covers over their heads, and they decide, we're not going on any more bear hunts.